You're listening to SBS News.
At a yoga studio in the Belgian capital of Brussels, gong practitioner Fiona Crossley looks like she's the only one awake in the room. She plays two oversized metal gongs while all others around her lie on the floor wrapped in warm blankets, their eyes shut and covered in eye masks. It's called a gong bath, and Ms. Crossley says being lulled into a relaxed state by vibrating sounds has become a familiar way to spend an evening in Brussels.
With stress, trauma and a lot of work, our optimal frequency gets depleted. So what the sound does, it aims to bring us back to our optimal frequency, and it does this through entrainment, through rhythm, through frequency. When you address yourself to a doctor, generally speaking, they will maybe offer you some antidepressants, some sleeping pills for this type of syndromes, sleeplessness, insomnia, anxiety, post-traumatic stress syndrome. The problem with those drugs is that it's very difficult then to get off them. There's secondary effects. So more and more people are reading up on how they can heal themselves through herbal medicine, alternative therapies, homeopathy.
Ms. Crossley has been practicing gong therapy for the past 5 years and yoga for 12. She says the idea is that everything in life produces vibrations and the human body, with its high content of water, is no exception. She says professionals and those juggling busy lives are turning to sound therapies as a way to manage stress and anxiety. One of those is Angélique Duclerc.
It has, for me specifically, very relaxing effect. And I always feel very much balanced and relaxed when I come out of a gong bath.
In the same area of Brussels, organ music soars to the high ceiling of the Dominican Order's church in Brussels. Every Sunday at 6 in the evening, anyone can sit on the church benches and enjoy the organ concert offered by a professional organ musician. The concert is open to everyone, Catholics, non-Catholics and non-religious people. For a full half hour, organ music is being played at the church to help people find introspection and peace of mind. Marc Boutet is the community prior of Dominicans in Brussels. It was his idea to open the church to the weekly organ meditations 15 years ago.
So I thought for our celebrations on Sunday evening, it would be nice to have a meditation with organ before Mass so that people who want to go to church on Sunday, but many people do not go to Mass, but they want to go to church. So to be silent, to hear, to listen, to be comforted, to be relaxed, to pray, so that they would have the possibility to listen to the organ.
Week after week, the public keeps on coming and enjoying the music by organists who come from all over Belgium.
Music is a beauty. It helps us to transcend ourselves, to come out of ourselves, and to listen to what a composer gives us.
Alan Lee, SBS News.